Exclusive Kirk Cameron, The Republic Depends on Us Recapturing the Hearts, Minds of Our Children. By Amy Furr on January 9, 2023. The future of the Republic depends on those who are willing to recapture the hearts and minds of our children, said actor, director, and author Kirk Cameron during an interview Monday on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. I believe parents are realizing the most sacred job in the world and the most powerful force for good belongs, wait for it, to parents, Cameron explained. That's why God gives children to moms and dads, not the government. Whoever succeeds in telling children the stories gets to control the future. Dictators know that, patriots know that, liberty-loving people understand that. And we can't outsource parenting to public libraries and public schools. That's why I'm doing this. That's why I'm hitting the road and I'm joining forces with grandparents, with parents, with patriots, concerned Americans, to prayerfully and purposefully take back the hearts and minds of our children. The Republic depends upon it. His comments come after a massive crowd filled the Indianapolis Public Library's main branch on December 29 to hear him read his recently published children's book, As You Grow, Breitbart News reported. The library organization initially denied Cameron the opportunity to read the book for its story hour but later caved and allowed the event to happen. The Breitbart News reported, adding Cameron has criticized libraries that barred him from doing a public reading of his book but offered drag queen story hours for children. As You Grow, teaches young readers about love, joy, and gentleness, according to the Brave Books website. When asked what drove him to use different forms of media to promote positive values about America and his faith, Cameron said, I've got great parents, I've got a Bible and a newspaper. And a little bit of history tells me that if good people don't commit to doing the right thing over the long haul, we lose. History is replete with examples of that, and what we have in America is rare and precious. It's called liberty. It's called freedom, and that's what I want to fight for my kids, he added. If we don't want to have blood on our hands and be filled with guilty consciences in our sunset years, we've got to do everything we can to plant the seeds of liberty, of faith, and morality, so that our children can have a bright and hopeful future. That's why I'm doing this, Cameron concluded.